Thank you and good morning. The coroner's office has identified the body of a 71-year-old man found along Alder Point Road last Thursday as that of Alder Point resident Hugh Duggins. An autopsy found no evidence that Duggins died as a result of criminal activity, and investigators are awaiting the results of toxicology and histology tests. Duggins' body was found by a passerby out walking their dog. It remains unclear how his body was located so far from his home in Alder Point, and it was estimated his body had been at the location for between 24 to 48 hours. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning as another storm system makes its way through the region. Northern Humboldt and Del Norte counties could see between 4 to 8 inches of rain, and that could mean the rapid rise of local rivers, including the Eel, Smith, Van Dusen, Klamath, and Mad, which are expected to reach or exceed flood monitor stage by Friday. The heavy rain will be accompanied by high surf, breakers between 20 to 24 feet, and that will mean dangerous conditions along local beaches, docks, and jetties, and the combination will also bring localized flooding to low-lying roads and coastal areas. The forecast also calls for colder weather, and the snow level is expected to drop between Friday and Saturday. Motorists are encouraged to check road conditions before they leave home. Road closures and detours are a distinct possibility. The investigation into the shooting that sent 24-year-old suspect Nicholas Johnson to the hospital with gunshot wounds is being headed up by the Sheriff's Office, the Critical Incident Response Team, and the Eureka Police Department. Johnson was wanted for questioning in connection with the death of David Ganfield, who was left at the entrance to the Mad River Emergency Room in April of last year. Ganfield had suffered severe head trauma and later died as a result of his injuries. On Tuesday, investigators from the district attorney's office were walking up to a house on Pine Street in search of Johnson when he came out the front door firing at the investigators with a rifle. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team were providing support and were nearby when the shooting started. No law enforcement personnel were injured in the shooting, and no residents in the surrounding neighborhood were injured either, although stray rounds did impact houses on Pine Street. Johnson is the only suspect connected with the shooting, and he's expected to recover from his wounds. District Attorney Maggie Fleming has asked the State Attorney General's office to assist the investigation because investigators from her office were involved. The owner of a car that was found in the Eel River near Benbow on Wednesday morning has contacted the California Highway Patrol to confirm the vehicle is hers. She just has no clue how her car ended up in the water in the first place. Search and rescue personnel reached the partially submerged car and searched it and the surrounding area to ensure there were no victims associated with the vehicle. It's suspected the vehicle had been at the river for a week or so, and no one was found in the area around the car. The CHP reports the car was being driven southbound on Benbow Drive when it left the roadway, hit a signpost, and then rolled down the embankment into the river. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Weather Service has predicted another heavy rainstorm from tonight through tomorrow, and that could mean yet another rapid rise for local rivers. Residents of the Eel River Valley are well aware of the impacts localized flooding can cause. Many of them reside on a floodplain. Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario said that the city's Public Works Department has done excellent work this year preparing for and dealing with the impacts of heavy rain and localized flooding.
We do a great deal of maintenance. I want to give my public works staff a lot of credit for that. They're out there preparing and providing the types of clearing efforts that are needed. They know the choke points from history. They know what issues have happened in the past. And so they do a good job of getting out in advance of that. Then I get phone calls from my staff. They say, hey, we're out here. We're at the right spots. We're clearing stuff. We're making sure people know about the sandbags and we're preparing them for them.
Candelario said that city engineers and experts are excited to see their modeling for flood impacts and activity match their predictions, and that's important data to be used for future projects.
We've been studying and preparing and doing all the engineering to reduce flooding on one of our major projects here in town, and all of the engineers are just so happy because all of their modeling with this rain that we're seeing is coming exactly as they're predicting. They're saying, here's the locations that need to be fixed and improved, here's the level of flooding, and here's how much water is going to come up. And their model is exactly right.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Regan Candelario by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.